みなさんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Welcome to the All About Japanese series at JapanesePod101.com, where you'll learn all about Japanese in Japan, such as the writing system, grammar and pronunciation, as well as Japanese traditions, culture, and society in a fun and educational format. To get more free Japanese lessons, go to JapanesePod101.com and sign up for your free lifetime account. Signing up takes less than 10 seconds, and you'll find more great lessons just like this one.
All About Japanese Lesson 4.Learn Japanese pronunciation. Welcome back to JapanesePod101.com. In this lesson, we'll show you how easy it is to start speaking Japanese.
That's because we'll be focusing on pronunciation.
Believe it or not, pronunciation is one of the easiest aspects of the Japanese language. We'll show you just how easy it is and give you tips on how to perfect your pronunciation.
In this lesson, first we'll talk about the sound, and then we'll talk about the stress.
Okay, first we want to take a look at how Japanese sounds work. Japanese doesn't have that many sounds compared to other languages, right?
Right. It has only 14 consonants and 5 vowels.
So Japanese syllables are a combination of a consonant and a vowel. The only exceptions are
5 vowels and sound,
which can stand alone.
Right.
I think a very good example is there's a consonant K.And we can combine it with one of the vowels. Can you just go through the 5 vowels quick?
A, I, U, E, O.
So by taking the consonant and combining it with these 5 vowels, we get 5 syllables. They are?
Ka, ki, ku, ke, ko.
So if you picture a big chart, on the top you have the vowels, on the left side you have the consonants. By combining these,That's how you're going to get the Japanese syllables. Most of them.
Yeah, most of them.
That's the key point. Okay, let's hear a Japanese word.
Okay. Kokoro.
Kokoro means heart. This word has 3 syllables, all of which have 1 consonant and 1 vowel.
Right.
The first syllable,
ko,
has the consonant K and the vowel,
o.
The second syllable,
ko.
Same, K and O. Third one,
ro.
Consonant,
R.
And
O.
So this is just a teaching tactic. The Japanese don't use this tactic to learn Japanese.
Right.
The rows are kind of set up. But again, what we're talking about here is not the alphabet, but rather phonetics, which is very different. So this is an approach to learning Japanese phonetics or pronunciation of Japanese words and syllables.Let's try another word.
Genki.
Genki means energetic. This one has a consonant vowel combination, followed by a standalone consonant, and then another combination syllable.
Right.
In plain English, the first syllable,
ge,
has a G and an E, like a G consonant and an A vowel.
The next sound is m,
which is one of the exceptions.
Mm-hmm.
Standalone m.Finally, we have
ki,
combination of the k sound, the consonant k, followed by
i
to get
ki.
So altogether, we have
genki.
And let's do one last example.
Aka.
Aka means red. This word has a standalone vowel, followed by a combination syllable. So those are just some examples of the consonant and vowel combinations you find in Japanese words. The first sound,is a standalone vowel.
The next sound, ka.
It uses the a, but we also use the k sound to get
ka.
So,
aka. And please also notice that each syllable has the same length, like ko, ko, ro, ge, n, ki, aka. Now let's move on to the next topic, stress.
And not the kind of stuff you feel at work. We're talking about stress as part of pronunciation.
English language uses stress a lot, right?
Yes, English has a lot of stress in it. Try saying the word Japan aloud. Ja, pan. Notice how the pan part of the word stands out? That's because this syllable is stressed. Try saying the word England. England. Can you hear where the stress is? It's on the first syllable, ing. Now, if you're a native English speaker, you probably aren't even aware of this. It just comes out naturally. So how about stress in Japanese, Naomi-sensei?
Japanese doesn't have stress.
There's no stress on the syllables. And as Naomi-sensei mentioned before, each syllable is held for the same length of time and given equal stress. Stressing syllables like we do in English when speaking Japanese will sound unnatural. So be careful.
Okay, let's compare the pronunciation of a word that is used in both English and Japanese.
This should be fun. Okay, first the English pronunciation. Teriyaki. See how we stress the ya syllable?
Ah.
Now can we hear the original Japanese pronunciation?
Teriyaki.
Each syllable gets the same amount of stress. Keep it even.
To get good at this, practice copying native speakers.
That's right. And this is one of the reasons we use a breakdown approach inside our lessons. By breaking down the word by syllable, this will help you hear each syllable and pay attention that each syllable has the same length. So our tactic for learning fast is we give you the word natural native speed, we give you the English, then we break it down by syllable so you can catch everything, and then we give it to you one more time, natural native speed. This really helps you learn fast, catch the words, and put them into your memory.
See you again.
Don't forget to visit JapanesePod101.com and sign up for your free lifetime account. It only takes 10 seconds, so go to JapanesePod101.com and claim your free lifetime account now.